Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Dalid in Maseches Megillah. I'm recording this in Ramat Beit Shemesh, where the sirens Be'ezer Hashem have Bli Ayin Hara almost entirely seized. Unfortunately, for that to happen, there were many levayas this week of soldiers who gave up their lives to protect Artzeinu HaKadosha. And there's no question that the sirens have taken its toll on the average citizen, and Kal V'chomer, in contrast to those, our enemies, whose life they don't value, the news of every soldier that is killed al Kiddush Hashem is saying a new dagger through a heart. But at the same time, we know that the best way for us to fight these enemies is to show that life goes on as usual. Unfortunately, there were times I went out with the children to the parks, and the parks at times have been empty. Last night I went out to eat with my wife, and the restaurant was relatively empty. And it's important for us here to keep on living and thriving. And that is the great way, the best way to show that not capitulating to what is ultimately just a big form of intimidation, at least for those of us here. All it is an attempt to intimidate, and as we've spoken about in the past, it's the Nisim that we focus on, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has protected us amazingly here in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, in today's daf, what we're going to have is the singing of Hallel on Nisim Dafka that are done in Eretz Yisrael, and we have to continue singing Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our daf, of course, is going to continue on with Agadita. It's going to talk about the different status of Nevi'im and Nevi'os that there were in Klal Yisrael. Rashi will give us a list. Today's daf is going to be an important list of the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 women prophets that throughout the history we had. Daf will also spend a lot of time talking about the different Nevuos of these Nevi'im. That's going to be on Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph. On Amud Beis, we will continue with this theme, particularly focused on the women prophetess. And we're going to discuss Huldah, we'll discuss Esther, of course, which is why our Masechta gets into the topic in the first place. Let's pick up on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman, last line. The king Achashverosh said to Haman, HaKesev Nasan Lach Va'al Masos Ba Katov Ba'necha. He signed over Klal Yisrael to the will of Haman. Amar Rebbe Abba, top of Yudalit Amnath, Mashal, Achashverosh v'Haman l'madav adama. What Achashverosh's deal with Haman, what was that like? L'shnei bnei adam, to two people. L'echad hayelo tel b'sof sadeh, l'echad hayelo chritz b'sof sadeh. One person has a mound in his field of extra dirt, and one had a hole. Bala chritz, amar mi etin li tel ze bedamim. Who is going to pay me to take his dirt? Bala tel amar mi etin li chritz ze bedam. Who's going to pay me for my hole to put dirt inside of it? The Yom Nizdav Guzei tells that one day they met each other. Amalo Bal Charitz LeBal Hatel, the one who owned the hole said, who owned the dirt. Actually, the one who owned the hole said to the one who owned the dirt, Mechar Li Telech, sell me your dirt. Amalo Tol Ata Bechinam V'Halavai. And he said, no, just take it for free. I just want to get rid of it. So that's exactly what Achashverosh's attitude is. I want to get rid of the Jews. So he's thrilled to give it over to Haman. Vayasar HaMelech es Tabato, the king removed his ring. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Gedola Hasar es Tabas Yosem Arbon Vishmona Nevi'im Vishevan Nevi'os Shenisnabalam Yisrael. This action was greater than all of the prophets and prophetesses of Klal Yisrael. In what way? What's the comparison? Continues the Gemara. Shekulan, because all of them, lo echzirim lemutav, in their prophecies, they did not have the effect on getting Klal Yisrael to turn around. V'ilu hasaras tabas echziras lemutav. But the moment the Jews had the thing given over to Haman, that was enough to spark tshuva in the Jewish people. Sometimes what all the tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim say, it's not the same thing as feeling the real pressure from the enemies, because it's in theory. When spoken in Nevius, it's in theory. Some of the translators over here add that loach ziram lemut of the Nevi'im didn't switch them, turn them over to good, legamri, entirely. But wow, how, if you read the Gemara literally, it means they never turned to good. That's hard to imagine, and one could maybe bring rayos where that was not so, that there was hirurei tshuva through different forms of nevius. But no question that when the facts are on the ground, when our enemies are shooting the missiles, that is one of the greatest hisoros for tshuva. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara continues 11 lines from the top. Arboim v'shmonim nevi'im, v'shmona nevi'im, v'sheva nevi'is nistablam l'Yisrael. Now that we brought up the idea of prophets, so let's talk about 48 Nevi'im and 7 women prophets who prophesied for Klal Yisrael. V'lo pachzu v'lo hosiru al mashikosa b'teira, and they didn't add or take away from that which was written in the Torah, chutz mi-mikra Megillah. The only thing that was added was Mikra Megillah. Rashi points out 4 lines on the top, if you'll ask, the Ner Chanukah was an addition. So first of all, Rashi does not point out that the Gemara in Chav Gimel in Shabbos deals with the problem, how could the Chachamim come along and add the holiday of Chanukah. But in regards to our Gemara here, we're talking about prophets. So says Rashi, the Nes of Chanukah took place after the prophets. Avol b'mei Mordechai, says Rashi, on the last wide line, on the top of Yudalad Amin Alf, on the right side. But during the time of Mordechai, Hayechagis Chariu Malachai. And here, Mordechai added Mikra Megillah. My Dorish, where did Mordechai get the power? Where did he see in the Psukim that he'd be able to add Mikra Megillah? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, Uma Me Avdus Lecherus. Amrinan Shira, when we went out of Mitzrayim, we went from servitude to freedom. Mimisa Lechayim Loikol Shekein. Certainly when we go from death to life. Says the Gemara, Yehachi Halal Nami Neima. Why don't we make a mitzvah of Halal on Purim? So here, the Gemara gives a few terutzim in Erechim. In our Gemara, let's see the teretz that the Gemara gives. Says the Gemara, "Fi she'ein omrim halal al neisha b'chutz la'aretz." We don't say halal on a miracle that took place in chutz la'aretz. Only on miracles that take place here in Eretz Yisrael. So there is an inyan in saying halal for Nisan that took place specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Clarifies the Gemara, Yitzias Mitzrayim de Neisha b'chutz la'aretz heichi amrinan. But Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in chutz la'aretz. How is it that we say Shira? Kedesani, as we learn in Brayis, Ashal nichnasu la'aretz Yisrael, huchshiru kol ha'ratzos lomar Shira. Mishenichnasu la'aretz Yisrael la'aretz lo huchshiru kol ha'ratzos lomar Shira. So Gemara's answer is that before we came into Eretz Yisrael, then you could say Shira on any Nes. However, since Eretz Yisrael is our homeland, now we only say Shira, Halel, on a Nes that takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara gives a second teretz. Rav Nachman Amar, Kriyusa, Zuhi, Lula. That the reason why we don't say Halel is because Kriyas Megillah takes the place of Halel. The reading of the Megillah is the Halel. That requires elaboration. That's a nominee for the Halacha in the Daily Daf. Obviously, the simple pshat in the Gemara is the greatest praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to recount the story and to realize the miracles in the story of Purim. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making miracles for us in the political realm, and we don't realize what a miracle it is. So far, we have 2 terutzim. Number 1, the reason why we don't have Halal on Purim is because we don't say Halal on Nes and Chutz La'aretz. Number 2, because of Kriyusa Zuhi Lula. Number 3, these 3 terutzim also appear in Erech and Andaf Yud. Rav Amar Bishleim Ahasam, when it came to going out of Mitzrayim, Halalu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Paro. Once we became Avodim of Hashem when we left Mitzrayim, we were no longer servants to Paro. Elahacha, fascinating idea. Halalu Avdei Hashem Velo Avdei Achashverosh. Are we praising Hashem and no longer servants of Achashverosh? Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We are still considered in servitude to Achashverosh. Rashi says that the explanation is that we were only saved from death, but we still are under the political sphere of Achashverosh. Now, of course, Achashverosh is long gone, but we're still stuck in that phenomenon where we are Meshubad to a Gentile king. And even here in Arzeinu HaKadosha, in our Yishuv, as much as we even have our own country, at the end of the day, there's so much of the dictates that we take from Achashverosh, the Achashveroshes of our generation. Asks the Gemara, why is it that we have three terutzim? At the end of the day, only one of the terutzim is consistent with the Braisa. The terutz that we had said that Ein Omrim Hala Al Nesha B'chutzlar, it's the first terutz that we had given before, Rav Nachman's terutz of Krisa Zui Lula, or Rava's terutz of Akati Avdi Achashverosh Anan, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rav Nachman Kasha V'atanya Mishenichnus L'Aretz, Hukshu Kala Ratzus L'Omer Shira, that we learned that all of the lands were not designated for the singing of Shira. So that's the answer. Says the Gemara, maybe that teretz is rejected. Kiwan shegalu chazru lachshira and harisham. Once we went back into Golus, so then Halal was said even on Nisim in Chutzlaris. Asks the Gemara, Vesuleka, are there no more than 48 Nevi'im that we had mentioned before? Vaksiv, but the Pasuk in Shmuel says, Vayi isha achad men aram yivasim tzofim echad mimasayim tzofim shenisnabu lehmi Yisrael. That we have a tradition that since the Pasuk says Haramasayim, there was Isha Echad min Haramasayim, so Chazal Darshin Ramasayim as Masayim, that the Pasuk is describing Elkanah, the father of Shmuel, as being Chazal Darshin, one of 200 that were in Nisnabel Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Mi'ave Tuva, Have, there were more. Kidisanya, as we learned, the Harbin of Yim Amdalam Yisrael, Kiflaim Kiyotze Mitzrayim, there was even an expression that there were so many Nevi'im that were twice the amount of people who had gone out of Mitzrayim. Ela, so what are we recording when we say specifically 48? El Nevu'a Shehutzruchu L'Doros Nechtava. Only those prophecies that were next necessary for all generations were written down. V'shelo Hitzrucha Lo Nechtava. This is a very, very important Gemara, where the Gemara says there were many, many Nevi'im, but the only Nevi'im, the only prophecies that were written down, that are recorded, and that we know about them, are those Nevi'im that were, their prophecies were for generations. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Adam Haba Mishtei Ramal Shetzofo Zo Azo. The expression of Ramasayim Tzofim refers to a person who comes from two peaks, and that you're able to see from one peak to the next, and that's where Elkanah lived. Rabbi Chanan Amar Adam Haba Mibnei Adam. No, the reference of the plural of Ramasayim is a different shot. It's a person who comes from a person who stands at the center of the world. Maninu, who is this? You might not have expected the Gemara to say it. Bnei Korach, those are the sons of Korach. Tachsiv bnei Korach lo mesu, that the children of Korach did not die, even though they were swallowed up. They live in the center of the universe. Tan Rishum Rabbeinu Mokum Nispatzalem b'Gehenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated a place high in Gehenim v'amdu alav, and he stood there to protect them. Chazal say that they did tshuva, and for that reason they were protected. Now the Gemara is about to tell us the seven women prophets. I just want to give you a reference. It's kedai to go through Rashi, where Rashi counts the 48 male prophets. But now let's go into the Gemara, about eight lines into the Wad and Yudalad Amaral. Sheva Nevi'as Maninu. Who are the seven women prophets? Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Avigail, Cholda Anavia, the Esther. Sarah Dichsiv, Sarah, it says, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska. Pasuk tells us that Sarah and the wife of Nachar, Avram's brother, whose name was Milka, were the daughters of Haran. Vayikach Avram v'Nachar lehem Nashim, Shem Eishes Avram Sarah, V'Shem Eishes Nachar Milka. Chazal understand that on both of them, Bas Haran, that both of them were the daughters of Haran, who was Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska. So here, Sarah is referred to not as Sarah, but as Yiska. So why is she referred to as Yisra? V'lama nikra shma Yiska, desachsa b'ruach HaKodesh, because she was infused with Ruach HaKodesh. Some translate desachsa, that she saw with Ruach HaKodesh. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, when Avram was not sure what to do with Yishmael, Kol Asher Toymar Lecha Sarah Shema B'Kala. Davar Acha Yiska, Shakol Sochim B'Yofya. Others understood, lo, that they noticed her beauty. Miriam dechsiv, Vatikat Miriam and Nevi'ah Achos Aaron, that Miriam is referred to as the sister of Aaron, V'lo Yachos Moshe, and not the sister of Moshe. Why? Amar Rav Nachman Rav, Shoyse Misnaba, Kishahi Achos Aaron, because she was known for her prophecy that she said when she was only the sister of Aaron before Moshe was born, Va'omerisin, when she would say, Asidi Mishatelit Ben Shishias Yisra, that our mother will give birth to a child that will save Klal Yisrael. U'b'shash enolad nismala kol bayis kula oira. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the entire house was filled with light. Amad Aviyah, so Amram stood up, v'noshkal roisha, and kissed her on her head. Amad Abiti niskay menivu asech. He said, your prophecy has been fulfilled. V'kivan sheshlichu la'ora, when Li'or, and when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river, Amad Aviyah v'tafchal roisha, and her father stood up and tapped her on the head. V'amad Abiti heichan nivu asech, where is your nevuah? Haynu dechsiv v'atisatzei v'achosom erochok l'das. L'das ma yehei? Self nevuah. So she went to see what's going to be with her nevuah. Devora, how do we know Devora was a nevuah? Dechsiv u'devora eishes nevuah eishes lapidos. She's referred to as the wife of Lapidos. Ma eishes lapidos? Shehoisa oisa psilos l'migdash. He used to make wicks for the Beis HaMikdash. V'hi yosheves tachas toimer. And she would sit under the day tree. Mashna tachas toimer. Why under the day tree? Amar Rav Shimon ben Avsham. Mishum yichud. This is an important gemara. That she sat there because of the concern of yichud. In other words, if people would come to speak with her, men, if she was under a tree and not in a building, then there wouldn't be a problem of yichud. Dover Acher, another explanation. Ma tamar zer ein lo elo lev echad. Just like a day tree only has literally the words being one heart. In other words, all of the sap goes through the bark, feeds throughout the tree like a heart. All of the blood is pumped through the heart. Afisol sheboisidor lo elam lev echad avin shebeshemayim. They only had one heart towards their father in heaven, where they could get nevuah, and that was through Devorah. The Gemara continues 10 lines from Banim Chana. Dechsiv atis palel Chana v'toimer olatz libi b'Hashem Rama karni b'Hashem Rama karni v'lo Rama paki. Chana sings out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Shmuel has been born to her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has raised her keren, literally her horn. And it doesn't say Rama Paki. The Gemara explains. David and Shlomo shenimshechu bikaren. David and Shlomo were anointed with a horn. Chazal say that the horn for the oil of the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil was held in that horn. Nimshecha Malchusan. And that was a metaphor for their kingdom. Shol v'yehu nimshechu bipach. Lo nimshicha malachtan. They were anointed from a tub, and their kingdom did not extend. In other words, we see that in what Chana had said was a nevuah of Rama Karni, that David and Shlomo will remain. In contrast to Shaul and Yehu, they would not remain. So what do we see? We see that Chana said nevuah. Chana also said, Ein kadosh kashem ki ein biltecha. Amar Yehuda bar Menashya, al tikri, don't read it the simple way, biltecha, ela livalo secha, sheloi kimidas bas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas bas avadam, that she was referring to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than a mortal king. Midas bas avadam, maisi yodav, mivalinoso, their actions remain, in other words, the laws that they put into place, those remain after they die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many things. They eventually die, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives on. What is that referring to, and what is the nevuah of Chana in that? Ve'ein tzur kelekenu, ein tzayir kelekenu. Adam tzur b'tzur al gabe kosel. Ve'ein yachal lahatol baruach neshama krevayim ubnei'ayim. If a person draws a figure, he can't put a soul into it or even intestines into it. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura b'toch tzura. He drew a drawing inside of a drawing. He draws a fetus inside of a mother. Umatil baruach neshama krevayim ubnei'ayim. And he put inside of it all of the amazing things of the human soul and the human body. Three lines from the bottom in Yudalad Amud Aleph, Avigail was one of the seven Nevios. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'hoyehi recheves al-chamar v'yiredes b'sei ser ha'har, that she rode on a donkey to see David, b'sei ser ha'har. What does it mean, b'sei ser ha'har, hidden in the mountain? Min army, by the way. She was riding from the mountain. Amar Rabba Mershmal iske dam haba min astarim. Natal dam v'resalav. She had blood that came out of her, and she had a shayla of whether she was tamei or tahar. And that is the lashon of seiser ahar. Seiser referring to blood that comes from the inside, from a dover anister, and ahar refers to hara, that she was coming to ask a shayla. Amarla. So David said to her, v'chimarin dam balayla. Do we check blood at night? As she points out that it's clear from Shmuel Aleph Chafei that it was coming. She was coming at night. The Mishnah in Nida tells us that there are five types of dam that are tmeim beisha, and the way one differentiates between them is only in the light. Amr lo, she said to Michi, don in dine nefashos b'layla. Do we judge dine nefashos at night? The halacha is that we judge dine nefashos only during the day. Avigail is asking David, how can you kill Naval at night? Ain't done in Belila. So the answer was, David responded, law turning on to you, Dalit Amibes, Bari Malchusu, that he was someone who rebelled. And he doesn't therefore get any Din Torah. Mor B'Malchus doesn't get a Din Torah. See, Tosos, who has a long arichus about this. Amr law, Adayin Shol Kayim. V'lo yatza tivecha ba'olam. Shaul is still alive, and therefore you cannot paskin on Naval that he is chayiv misa. Amar lo, David said to Avigail, Baruch tamechu v'rucha at, asher kilisini ayoyim azeh miboy bedamim. David accepted the argument, and therefore he said, you have saved me from doing something wrong. Now the Pasuk says, you have saved me from mibo bedamim, to coming in blood, plural. Analyze the Gemara. Mivo b'damim damim tarti mashes. Referring seems to be referring to two bloods. El melamed shegilsa shoka v'halach laora gimel parsos. That she revealed her leg, and David wanted to do an aveira with her. El melamed shegilsa shoka v'halach laora gimel parsos. Amar la, he said to her, Shmia li, listen to me and marry me. According to many mefarshim, that means after Naval will be dead. Amar la. So she said to him, "Lo tia zos lechalafuka. This should not be something to mess you up." And these are the two damim. Number one, the damim of shvichas damim of Naval, and number two, that she was still a nida. Tosis asks, "Nibar amasul shagilsa. How could it possibly be that if Avigail was a sadekis, that she revealed part of her body to him?" And the way Rav Yaakov Emden understands Tosis's teretz is that she did not intentionally reveal her body, but rather David HaMelech had seen it, and unfortunately his Yetzer Hara was misorer. And that is where the David had a Yetzer Hara to do Avera. The Gemara now goes on seven lines on top of Yudalad Amebez. Zos, Michlal de'ika achrisi. The fact that it says Zos, it sounds like that this should not become an Avera for you because there was already another one. Zos Michal Dikachriti. It seems like there was another previous aveiru. My new Maisa de Basheva. There also was a Maisa of Basheva, who was the wife of Uriah. Now, this story took place after the story with Avigail. And Avigail is making reference that there is going to be another challenge in David's life. Zos Michal Dikachriti. My new Maisa de Basheva. Umaskana Hachi Havoi. And what happened in the end? She says, "V'ha'isa nefesh adonit tzura b'tzara chayim es Hashem elokecha." That nevertheless, your soul will be bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because ultimately, when it came to Bathsheba, David did a tshuva shlema. Ki havas miftara mineh. When Avigail left David, Amarle, she said to him. Now, we never really reviewed what the story with Avigail was. Of course, Avigail's husband Naval refused to protect David and give David food. Ultimately, Avigail brings David food. The Gemara above describes that David had a Yetzirah to be Nichshal when she was Nida, because she also asked him a Shaila of Nida. Then she concludes, Avigail concludes, after she brings David and his men food, V'heitiv Hashem l'Adoniv zechartes amosecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good to you, and I ask of you to remember your maidservant. Amar Rav Nachman, Hainu Damri Inshi, Isisa, this is what people say, says Rav Nachman, Isisa Bahadishusa Pilcha. On the one hand, Avigail's asking came originally to defend her husband, that David shouldn't kill her husband. On the one hand, even when they're speaking, this is the expression, Bahadishusa Pilcha, even when they're speaking, they're also sowing. In other words, she was sowing her future to be able to have the possibility to have David arrange something for her. Of course, ultimately, when her husband dies, her husband dies of heartbreak because he did not want to help David, and in the end, David is helped by his own wife. Ultimately, then, after he dies, David then sends for Avigail to marry her. Ikadamri shafel v'azul bar avza. The duck goes bent over, ve'inoy mitayfia, but its eyes look into the distance. On the one hand, she was bent over just looking for, in her present predicament, it seemed, for her present husband. On the other hand, her eyes are looking into the distance. Period. So she's a smart lady. Chulda, dichsiv. How do we know that Chulda was a Navi? The pasuk says, "Vayele chilkiyo akoyin va'achikam va'achbar." They went, the pasuk says, "V'shafan va'asayel chulda neviyah." They went with Yoshiyahu to ask about the Sefer Torah that they had found. So the Gemara says, okay, but who else was alive at that time? How could it be that she was prophesizing at the same time that Yirmiyahu was alive? Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei De Rav, Chulda Krovas Yirmiyahu Haisa. She was a relative of Yirmiyahu, V'loi Havis Makbid Aleh, and he was not Makbid on it, asks the Gemara. But when Yeshiyahu finds the Sefer Torah, of course, there's a tremendous hearer tshuva that comes along with when Yoshiyahu finds the Sefer Torah in Malachim Beis Chav Beis. Yoshiyahu gufa heichishavik Yirmiyahu mishadil gabba. How could it be that Yoshiyahu would leave Yirmiyahu, not go ask Yirmiyahu, and go to a lower level Nevi'ah to Chulya? Amrit Dvei Reb Shidlum Pnei Sha'anoshim Rachmani Yosein. He wanted to tap into a particular midah that women have, and that is that they are merciful. Marashah explains that Yoshio wanted that Chulda would daven on Klal Yisrael's behalf, and Noshim are Rachmanios. Of course, there, Klal Yisrael at that moment is in a very difficult predicament, because Yoshio sees how for years and years and years we've been ignoring the Torah. Ultimately, the tefillos work, and Yoshio creates a tremendous hirhur tshuva, which unfortunately, which we're going to discuss on Tisha B'Av, did not end with the greatest potential that it started out with. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yirmiyahu lo have hasam. Yirmiyahu wasn't there. Shaholach lahachzer aser shivatim. He went to find the 10 lost tribes. Uminolon dahador. And how do we know that the 10 lost tribes were returned by Yirmiyahu? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, ki hamocher el ha-mich. El Hamimkar lo yashuv, that in Yechezkel's Tochacha, that when someone sells something in Golus, there is no Yovel that allows them to get it back. So the Gemara explains, Efshar Yovel batel? Does Yovel disappear with the time that the 10 Shvatim went to Golus? V'hanavi misnabi alav sheyi batel. Yechezkel was saying that it will become batel in the future. Rashi explains that the moment that all of Klal Yisrael is not on Eretz Yisrael, that there's Kol Yoshvei Aleha, then there is no Yovel, not when part of them have gone to Golus. So now the 10 Shvatim had already gone to Golus, so how could it possibly be that Yechezkel says in the future there won't be Yovel? You have to say that by Yechezkel's time they came back. That Yirmiyah had returned them. And at that moment there was a tremendous positiveness. And that positiveness was that the 10 Shvatim had been returned, and Yoshiyahu was ruling over them as well. Yichsev, as the pasuk in Melachim Beis says, "Vayoyimer Matzi and Halaza Sheni Roeh, Vayomer Lovan Sheira Kever Yisrael Elokim Asher Bami Yehuda VeYikras Hadvarim Ma'ile Asher Asisa Elam Esbeach VeBeis El." Yoshio saw the kever, a kever that was unique and different, and he asked what this kever is. This is describing that there was a Navi Sheker that knew that Yoshio was on a rampage to remove all evil, and therefore he had even taken out the bones of Nevi'e Sheker, and he had them destroyed. This Nevi'e Sheker, according to Chazal, didn't want that to happen to him. So what did he do? He said that the kever that he was looking at, that Yoshio was looking at, was a kever Ishalokim, because he wanted, this Navi HaSheker wanted to be buried next to this Ishalokim. This is the way the Radak understands the pasuk. Now, leaving aside the details of that pasuk, the Gemara asks, V'chimati v'shel Yoshio, ala mizbeach b'beis el. What did Yoshio do? What was he doing in the mizbeach b'beis el that was shayach to Malchei Yisrael? Ela melamish Yoshio molach aleyen, that Yoshio ruled over Beis El and the other 10 Shvatim. Rav Nachman or Mehoch, Rav Nachman gives another source that he ruled over them. Gam Yehuda Shas Katsir Lach B'shuvi Shvus Ami, that when the people will come back, then Yehuda will rule over everyone. And according to this opinion in the Gemara, what happened was that there was a time, and this requires a lot of elaboration, where the Shvatim had come back, and Yoshiyahu had begun a tremendous hiru tshuva, and there was a tremendous optimism that prevailed in Yoshiyahu's time that unfortunately did not fulfill all of its potential. How do we know that Esther was a Neviya? Esther the Chsiv, Vayhi Bayom Ashishi Vatubash Esther Malchus. And on the third day, Esther, when she goes to beg of Achashverosh, she got dressed up in kingdom. That's the literal translation. Now, of course, we understand that the intention of the pasuk is that she got dressed up in her big day malchus. Asks the Gemara, big day malchus mi boile. It should say that she got dressed up in her royal finery, dressed up as a queen. Ela shelivshta ruach hakodesh. But rather it must mean that she put on ruach hakodesh, she got dressed in ruach hakodesh, that Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed her with. Ksiv hacha v'tilbash. It says v'tilbash. Uksiv hasam v'ruach lovsha es amitai. As amosai. Also, Ruach HaKodesh that fell on Amosai. So the idea of Lovsha, we see, refers to Ruach HaKodesh. So this is the source that Esther had Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara now continues, Amar of Nachman, Lo Yo Yerusal Inashe. It's not good for women to become too big and too haughty. Tarti Nashi Yehirin Havin. There were two women who became prominent and haughty, Visagyan Shemayu, and then their names became hated by people. Chadashma Ziburta, one of them's name was Ziburta, that means Devora. V'chadashma Karkushta, and the other's name was Chulda. Ziburta, when it comes to Varak, Siv Bava Tishlach Vatikra Levarak. Devora sent for Varak V'ilu I Loaz L'gabe, and she didn't go to him. In other words, she held herself above him. Karkushta, when it comes to Chulda, Siv Ba Imru Lisha Sheshalach Eschem Elai, that she sent to Melch Yoshiyahu. V'lo Amran, she didn't say Imru La Melech. She referred to Yoshio as a person and not as the melech. She should have given him the appropriate kavod as a melech. Now, what Chazal mean over here is that these two names of these Nevios anticipated the fact that they did something that they needed to be lowered down. The name of Devora, a bee, and a chulda, a weasel, is not the ultimate praise for a person. So that's what Chazal mean when they say Chadashma Ziburta v'Chadashma Karkushta. That was because that anticipated the fact that they had too much gaiva, and ultimately they needed to be lowered down. Which goes to show that even if a person is of tremendous madrega, they have to be very, very careful, even if they're a Navi, that the Melech might come before him. However, this opens up, or her, in this case, comes before her. This opens up an interesting question. Gemara in Brachos says that Yeshayo was right, that he didn't go to Chizkiyo HaMelech, because he wanted Melech to bow before the kavod of the Shechina. So why exactly did
Chazal feel critical that when Devorah and Chulda didn't do that. One explanation is that there might be a difference. The Ein Yaakov claims, the Ben Yoyada claims, that there's a difference between a Navi and a Neviah. That a Navi seems for some reason to have a higher madrega of a Neviah, and therefore the Navi has the king come to him, while the Neviah, she has to defer to the king. That's the approach of the Ben Yoyad in our sugya. The Ein Yaakov says that this is Rav Nachman Lishitaso. Rav Nachman in Sota and Davhei Mebei says differently than the famous Chazal, which according to most we paskin like. The Chazal say that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to work tremendously on Anava. However, he's supposed to have an eighth of Gaiva. Rav Nachman disagrees there, Sota and Hay. And he says you're not supposed to have any, not even 1/64th of Gaiva. So this could be Rav Nachman Lishitaso, that where Rav Nachman says that ultimately Chulda and Devorah were punished for having a tiny bit of Gaiva and not being Mevatel themselves to the Melech. We're going to conclude today's daf over here. This concludes Daf Yud Dalet in Maseches Megillah. Wishing you a good Shabbos and davening for a quiet Shabbos here in Arzenu HaKadosha. Kadosh Baruch Hu give all of our soldiers the koach to be able to uproot all of the terror that has been stored in Gaza for this long period of time. May Kadosh Baruch Hu protect them as they work, place their lives in danger to protect us. May our Torah be a schus that protects them and us here in Arzenu HaKadosha, and Jews throughout the world.